Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We offer you our warm welcomes. The program Light Upon Light. This is a special episode on the occasion of the birthday anniversary of Imam Muhammad al-Baghir alayhi salam, our fifth Imam. Congratulations to all of you, dear believers, on this occasion. And inshallah, we're going to try our best to touch upon some good points in the limited time that we have in this show. Our honorable guest today is Dr. Radia Batul Najafi. Assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for inviting me in a special occasion of Wiladat of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. I'm
so glad. Thank you for being here. Same here, definitely. So we're going to talk about the life of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. The title, the name is Muhammad, the title is Baqir. And he was most well known for being Baqir al-Ulum, the one who dissects knowledge. This is a very interesting attribute because he was not just like the alim, he was the dissector of knowledge, you know. So he went into great detail. He had a lot of students. And the interesting thing is that the caliph of the time tried very much to prove him wrong in different occasions. But every time, it was Imam Muhammad al-Baqir who would have discourses and discussions and all of these dialogues with people of different faith and different scholars. And he would always be the one who would be victorious in the discussion. So let's talk about this aspect of his life, the scientific aspect of the life of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam.
Yeah, as you have mentioned, the name is Muhammad. And I was just thinking that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned about his son Muhammad Baqir al-Ulum, yeah? And he said to Jabir, one of his companion, that Allah will prolong your life and you would able to see my son Muhammad. And somehow, you know, I say myself, this is my feeling, that, you know, I'm Madinatul Ilm, I'm the center and the city of knowledge, and my son Muhammad would be Baqir al-Ulum, you know, the one who will split, yeah, the knowledge. So this is the beautiful way that the way Imam Rasulullah is sending his salam towards him. Yeah, I remember Hadith al-Lawh, the tablet hadith, which Jabir and Imam Baqir alayhi salam, they both are talking about, discussing about that very, very important hadith. And whenever we talk about ilm and wisdom, you know, like sometimes we do again injustice about the ilm of Fatima al-Zahra salam Allah alayha. And here, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, in his time, this incident says that one day Imam Baqir alayhi salam is asking from Jabir that, can we sit together in a private, you know, place? No one could be there and listen to our conversation. And when do you have time? Look at the akhlaq of Imam. You know, he's the Imam of the time. Like, he could just command and order. But the way humbly he's asking Jabir, you know, do you have time? When can we sit together? And then Jabir said, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, you know, O son of Rasulullah, whenever you order, I'm ready. And then they would sit together. And then, you know, what Imam is asking? Imam is saying that, Jabir, when my mother, Fatima Zahra salam alayha, when she has given birth to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you went to visit her, tell her congratulations towards arrival of Imam. I know that, Jabir, you have went to visit my mother, Fatima Zahra salam alayha, on the birth occasion of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So I really want to know that what you have seen in that time. So look at the hadith. It's very, very, very authentic. Otherwise, I would not, you know, mention it in the media. So what Jabir says, when I went to visit your mother, Fatima Zahra salam alayha, I saw beside her pillow, there was a shining tablet. And then Bibi Fatima Zahra salam alayha herself, directly, she has told me everything about that tablet. So what it shows? It shows that Bibi, yeah, Lady Fatima herself is teaching Jabir about ilm and wisdom, whatever, good tiding, and, you know, something about unseen world and future was mentioning in that tablet. And then Imam is just reciting that hadith in front of Jabir and asking him that whatever I'm reciting is the same one? You know, like look at the beautiful, like Imam is matching that you have seen yourself. I'm in this era, in this time, and I'm Baqirul Ulum, and I want to know that ilm and wisdom which Allah Ta'ala has given to my mother as a gift. And the story is so long, I can't mention all the story over here, but it shows the source of the ilm is from Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha too.
Divine,
you know,
knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. And therefore, you know, Aima alayhi salam, they would say, inna indana al-jami'ah. We have one book, which is jami'ah. You know, which
comprehensive?
Yeah, jami'ah is like that. Jami'ah, a comprehensive book, which is exclusively for Aima alayhi salam. And then Imam says, inna indana al-jafra. We have one more knowledge and ilm, which is jafra. And then they say, inna indana la mushafu Fatima. Like, we have mushafi Fatima. This is the ilm of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. And then what Imam said? Imam said, this mushafi Fatima, you know, it has everything which can make us needless, you know, from people, and which make people needy towards us, mm-hmm, because of that knowledge and ilm. So we know that imamat and ilm is, you know, always together.
Yeah,
cannot be apart at all. But the source of ilm of Aima alayhi salam is mostly, we know about Madinatul Ilm, Babul Ilm, but we don't mention about Ummul Ulum, Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. So I really want to mention about tablet hadith. Mm-hmm. If you know Arabic, you could just type Hadithul Lawh. You will enjoy, number one. Number two is about this hadith which talks about Mushaf. Mushaf means that book in which Bibi Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, she would have conversation with the Jibreel after the demise of Rasulullah.
So, you know, she, like, was the scientific source.
Exactly. Constantly for 95 or 75 days, Our Lady, our soul mother, she was connected to that divine source. Mm. So all those knowledges has been spread among her children. And
right,
then Imam Baqir, he has become Baqirul Ulum min al awwalin wal akhirin, ya ulum al nabiyyin wal wasiyyin. So he's reflecting, he's just manifesting all the sciences of all the Anbiya alayhi salam from beginning till end. So, mm-hmm, that much powerful, the heart, the qalb, and the, you know, the beautiful
knowledges.
You can say knowledge, yeah, our Imam he had.
Thank you so much, Dr. Radia. This brings us to the end of the first part of this show, Light Upon Light, a special program on the occasion of the birthday anniversary of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. But we're not finished yet, inshallah. We're going to go for a very short break and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Imam Baqir, the fifth Shia leader and the son of Imam Sajjad, was born in Holy Medina in 57 after Hijra. Imam Baqir had a prominent lineage on both paternal and maternal ends, and his mother was Fatima, the daughter of Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba. Imam Muhammad Baqir was named after his grandfather, the Holy Prophet of Islam, and due to his great scientific activities and achievements, he was titled Baqir al-Ulum, meaning the opener of knowledge. Imam Baqir was one of the survivors of Karbala tragedy, as he was 4 years old in the time of the event. Along with his father and the rest of the pure household, Imam Baqir experienced the hard times of captivity in Kufa and Damascus. In this regard, the Holy Imam is quoted saying that the martyrdom of the 3-year-old daughter of Imam Hussein saved the lives of other captives, as the enemy had made up its mind to bury all captives under the rubble of the destructive building where they were settled. The Umayyad rulers were mostly preoccupied with fighting over power, and this gave enough space to Imam Baqir to begin a widespread scientific and religious movement, which revived the traditions of the Holy Prophet and educated many students. Contemporary to the life of Imam Baqir, the genuine Islamic thoughts were under attack by torrents of heretic thoughts, which were mostly originated from the forged narrations and the misinterpretations of Islamic teachings by the Umayyad underlings. Therefore, Imam Baqir focused his works on educating talented students and holding religious and scientific debates with non-Shia personalities. Determinism, the refutation of faith for minor sins, the belief that God has a body and can be seen, and the belief that sins have no consequences were only some of the widespread heretic thoughts at the time of Imam Baqir. Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari was the only companion of the Holy Prophet who lived long enough to meet Imam Muhammad Baqir. In fact, the Holy Prophet had informed Jabir that one day he will meet of the Prophet's descendants, who is called Imam Muhammad Baqir. Finally, this prophecy was realized, and Jabir met Imam Baqir and testified for his imamate. Despite the expansive works done to destroy the legacies of Imam Baqir, the narrations and teachings of the fifth Shia leader remain as one of the most sparkling beacons that shed light on the path of Shia Muslims in the fields of Islamic jurisprudence, interpretation of the Quran, and explanation of Islamic beliefs. Most of the acts of worship and the Islamic rituals we practice today are referenced to the juridical viewpoints of Imam Baqir, which have escaped the sight of enemies of Shia Islam in history. Finally, Imam Baqir was poisoned at the orders of the Umayyad rulers on 114 after Hijra, and he was buried in the cemetery of Baqi in Medina.
Welcome back, dear believers. The program Light Upon Light is a special episode on the occasion of the birthday anniversary of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, our fifth Imam. The Imam, the most outstanding feature of whom was being Baqir al-Ulum, the one who is the dissector of knowledge. We have the presence of Dr. Radia Batul Najafi. We talked in the first part about the scientific aspect of the life of Imam Baqir and how he himself has focused that our source of knowledge is Mus'haf Fatima. So somehow the mother is like a well that all of the imams are taking knowledge out of, and she is the one who is actually enlightening all of her children with her knowledge.
Absolutely.
And that's amazing. So let's talk a little bit now about the social life of the imam. His role as a teacher, because he had many, many students. Can we name some of his most famous students, the discourses that he had with the scholars, and the role that he played in this specific area of his life?
This is so common among us that the University of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, we talk mostly about Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that he established the university and he has trained so many students. Like, this is so, again, very, very common among us that in one session there would be more than 4,000 students in the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. But the source of the universities of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam was Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Mm-hmm. You know, like we sometimes, unfortunately, we don't mention that much about Imam Baqir as a founder of the universities and the maqatib of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, the way he has protected about the Shiism, you know, the true and the essence of Shia thoughts and doctrine. So we know that the most of the very outstanding companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, they were the companion of the student of Imam Baqir alayhi salam too. Mm-hmm. You know, and they have started their journey
from
Imam Baqir alayhi salam. And the same thing, whatever we know in detail about the students and about the topics, about the subjects which Imam used to cover. You know, unfortunately, Fatima Jan, I wish we could just spread out this knowledge, this wisdom, this beautiful information that, you know, when ilm and wisdom and sciences were in the hand of A'imma alayhi salam, like Imam Baqir, Imam Sadiq, we never ever split the ilm between dunya and deen, you know, worldly knowledge, or, you know, secular knowledge. There was no knowledge. Knowledge means nur, light. Knowledge means whatever human being can take benefit of it, or right, whatever skills I will learn and I can be in the service of the people, you know, and the creation of Allah. That is knowledge. That is nur. Mm-hmm. So nowadays, unfortunately, we can say, oh, this is Islamic school and this is non-Islamic.
Yeah.
This is, oh, even the period, you say, oh, this is Islamiyat period. This is wrong. This is totally wrong. The way I cannot separate my soul and my body, you know, this is always together. The same way we have whatever is good for human being is so much holy and very, very sacred in the eyes of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We call it ilm. You know, definitely ulum has different kind of levels, but still all the ulum which is beneficial is has been taught in the University of Imam Baqir al-Ulum. Yeah, so we have, what you know better than me, how many subjects were there, and Imam used to train them, like now nowadays we have specialization, you know, like part, like we say, this is department of history, and this is about ideology, aqaid, and this is about, you know, tafsir, the sciences of Quran, and this is about, for example, chemistry, you know. So the same way, this was so amazing. Imam would train his students in different, like Imam knows, you know, that how much talent this student has. So Imam would say, oh, this is your part, and you know, this is your duty. And whenever he would have debates, munazira, and so many beautiful ways to propagate his knowledge, he would send, most of the time, he would say, no, I will not come to debate. I will send my student, mm-hmm. you know. And if you have any question about this topic, this would be the best, you know, because he is expert in this science.
In
yeah. So this is so amazing because, you know, we after the Imam Ali Islam, we would not have it, this style. Right? Mm. Like, you, if you remember, maybe 200 years back, there was only one maktab. You know, like we are just watching in the movies or in history, you know, that there was only one maktab and people would go there and, you know, one
learn
place.
Very basic things,
nothing was in detail. Mm-hmm. But in the time of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, especially Imam Baqir alayhi salam, everything was in detail. Like very well and modernly organized. Maybe still we are backward compared to
what
the way they have established about how to teach, you know, the beautiful techniques of teaching, the beautiful way of distributing the knowledge, you know, according to that time, that was, you know, so much beyond the time, definitely.
All right, thank you so much.
You're
Dr. Najafi. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Light Upon Light, a special program on the occasion of the birthday anniversary of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. We hope that inshallah, like Dr. Radia said, we will be able to gain knowledge in such a way that we can benefit humanity by learning it, inshallah. Thank you all once again for joining us. Until another episode of Light Upon Light, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.